Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I thought I'd share a little bit about what us sisters were talking about lately. Just a quick encouragement audio for you. We're sharing about being a godly, holy woman and our witness to the world through our obedience before we even say anything. And so what I'm talking about is that a godly, holy woman is going to strip herself of all her pride and vanity and cover herself in a shamefaced manner, as the Bible instructs us to. And you can look and see in 1 Peter 3 and 1 Timothy 2, 1 Corinthians 11, Ephesians 5, and Colossians 3 for some examples on head covering, biblical dress, quiet spirits, shamefacedness, obedience to our husbands, or showing respect for the headship order of men. And we have a lot of teachings on those topics to help you. So if you want to go to the discernment blog, you can find them there. Let me know and I can send them to you. But this audio isn't to teach all that. It's just a simple encouragement and just a reminder. Us sisters are always reminding ourselves, and it's encouraging to be reminded. So I was just sharing with some sisters how Brother James had been getting some opportunities to witness to Anabaptist type people. There's a lot of them around here, and maybe, Lord willing, there might be a lot more opportunities, because we're going to be looking at being around in the Midwest, potentially the spring and summer, maybe fall, I don't know. But it's kind of been put on our heart to look more toward the Anabaptist people, and there's a lot of them here. So anyway, I was just sharing with them how my obedience in that area shows that Brother James' house is in order. Because I'm biblically dressed in long, loose, unadorned skirts and dresses with my head covered, and I'm quiet and submissive. That's what the Bible teaches godly women to do. And the Anabaptists see that, and that's what's in God's Word. Even though they're not doing it biblically, they do see a semblance of that. And then they can clearly see Brother James' house is in order, and it helps prove his testimony and his credibility. And so we were just kind of talking about our witness, just in our external appearance and the way we act, you know, how it is a witness in the world. And so I just want to share some encouragement to you sisters who have totally stripped your lives down and you're fully obeying the Word of God in this area. If you're not, I encourage you to definitely look into that, as there are many commands for women that the worldly carnal churches out there, the man-made religion, don't teach women, and there's a lot of deception. And we're here to help you see through that and get your life in alignment with God's Word. And I was just going to share with you, I'm sure some of you can relate to this, before I was born again, and it was like when I was first brand new in it, I was still dressing in a really wicked manner. And men would look at me and be flirtatious and stuff. But now, as a godly woman obeying the Lord in my external appearance, in obedience to it all, I get great respect from men. They see the difference. And they can clearly see, you know, us sisters who are dressed biblically, they see the obedience and submission to the Lord without us even saying a word. It's pretty awesome. And so, you know, just remember that every time you get dressed and put on your head covering, that the world doesn't see a lascivious woman full of pride and vanity. They see a godly woman who has stripped herself of all that, and she loves and fears the Lord. I love that. Godly, holy women who love and fear the Lord. And so I want to read, Proverbs 31:30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. And I praise you, sisters, who have stripped yourselves down, and you're obeying the Lord, and you fear Him. And so, I don't know, I just want you sisters to ponder this and see it as a great blessing that we get to do for our Savior who shed His blood for us. And you never know who's watching. When I was first born again, I didn't know about any of these things, and I still looked, I looked like a harlot. I saw some women in dresses and head coverings, and even though they weren't biblical, what I saw made me go digging through the scriptures until I found the answers. And so anybody that's having any sort of prompting of the Holy Spirit within them can clearly see the difference between the wickedness of the world and the holiness of God's people. And I was just thinking last night, a sister was sharing with us an old post that had a few contrasts of godly women versus the world, and so I thought I would read them. an obedient, godly woman who is biblically dressed and head covered and following all the commands that God has for women. We show purity in a world of vileness. We show shamefacedness in a world of pride. Submission in a world of feminism. Meekness in a world of arrogance. Quietness in a world of boldness. And chasteness in a world of nakedness. And there's a whole lot more, but these are just a few that ought to encourage us. So, sisters, when we walk through this world, it's just like light piercing the darkness. It's so awesome. So let us walk through this wicked world as sheep among wolves, showing our obedience to our great Savior, doing all of this through his strength. And I thought I would leave us with this. Luke 1:68-79. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear, in the holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called a prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give us light unto them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet unto the way of peace. And this was spoken about John the Baptist. And us sisters, we're not doing what John the Baptist did, but we do show the people the way of Christ. So anyway, let us walk worthy of our Savior, sisters. And let me know how I can help you become an obedient, godly woman. I'm here to help you. So anyway, love to you all. Hold fast. May God be praised.